From this standpoint, the drama may be said to have begun when the front doors of the house with the stable opened on the garden with the monkey tree, and a young girl came out with bread to feed the birds on the afternoon of Boxing Day. She had a pretty face with brave brown eyes, but her figure was beyond conjecture, for she was so wrapped up in brown furs that it was hard to say which was hair and which was fur. But for the attractive face, she might have been a small toddling bear. The winter afternoon was reddening towards evening, and already a ruby light was rolled over the bloomless beds, filled them, as it were, with the ghosts of the dead roses. On one side of the house stood the stable. On the other, an alley or cloister of laurels led to the larger garden behind. The young lady, having scattered bread for the birds, for the fourth or fifth time that day, because the dog ate it, passed unobtrusively down the lane of laurels and into a glimmering plantation of evergreens behind. Here she gave an exclamation of wonder, real or ritual, and looking up at the high garden wall above her, beheld it fantastically bestridden by a somewhat fantastic figure. "Oh, don't jump, Mr. Crook," she called out in some alarm. "It's much too high." The individual riding the party wall, like an aerial horse, was a tall, angular young man, with dark hair sticking up like a hairbrush, intelligent and even distinguished lineaments, but a sallow and almost alien complexion. This showed...